Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to the Drinking Bros NFL Pick'em Show. As always, we're brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles your first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Get off the couch and get into the action today with MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Bet on anything, anytime, anywhere at MyBookie.com. We're joined today, by Benny Daniels. Hello, Benny Daniel. Hello, Benny Daniels.
Everybody.
Benny Daniel. Welcome, dude. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great.
Are you?
I'm doing
great. You're a liar, dude. You just drove 22 hours.
I'm a little tired. Actually, 18 hours because I'm not home yet.
From Mexico.
Puerto Vallarta.
Mexico, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Why do you have to go with the city, dude? Let's go with the country. It's Mexico.
Mexico.
Okay. The weird thing about you, because you live there.
About half the year, yes.
Yeah, about half the year. You live there. You also look kind of like Spanish, where it's like, all right, you pass. You're not a full honky.
Vaguely ethnic.
Yeah, where it's just like, all right, where's this guy from?
Got a little tone in me, huh?
Yeah, and then also because, you know, you got the shaved head and the whole shit, where it's just like, where the fuck is this guy from? What is he doing? Is he running drugs? How much cash you got right now?
They let me go at the border, you know, sent me through the x-ray. So
I heard you got a cavity search today.
Does it count if you liked it?
No, it doesn't. Okay. I got one in Jamaica.
You should push. Anytime you get a cavity search, you should always push back.
You have to.
And look back over your shoulder at the guy.
And dominate him.
Anytime they make a move,
let him
know that I'm really in charge.
Yeah, dude. Where it's just like, cool, you want to finger my asshole? Great. Guess what, dude? I'm fucking your finger. Mistake, hombre. Mistake. Sorry about it. Speaking of fucking fingers out here, last week's games, my God, dude, we got fucked by a lot of fingers last week. There were some brutal ones on the schedule here. You know the rules, kids. We start relaxed. Last week's games, what we did right, what we did wrong, and then we move on. And we forget about the past, and we go into the future of this week's games. We'll start off with the Commanders versus the Bears. I said not to touch this game, not to watch this game. Don't let a family member watch this game. No one near you, not a dog, a cat, put a blindfold on it. Don't go anywhere near this game. We were 100% correct in this. This was 12-7 Redskins over the Bears. My God, man. My God. Why? Why are these two teams even allowed to play anymore? Do you understand?
You're asking me?
Yeah. Do you understand? You've got some ins with the Redskins. What's the fucking story, dude? Who's starting? Is it Heinicke?
Yeah, Taylor Heinicke starting this week.
Thank God, dude. Thank God. I like him.
Carson Wentz is getting surgery on his thumb or some shit, I think. So yeah, he's going to be out 4 to 6 weeks.
He was the one giving Benny the x-ray.
Broke
his finger right in his asshole, yeah.
I clenched.
Yeah.
I feel the only thing I really have to say about this game is something we said on Monday, which is I feel bad for Justin Fields. Like, just get him a couple of receivers in, because that entire team sucks, and he's still, like, you can tell that he's a pretty good quarterback, honestly. Like, sometimes you can't tell on a guy in a bad situation, but there were two dropped passes that should have been touchdowns for him, and that's got to suck, man. I mean, that's got to really suck.
Especially the one at the end of the game. Perfectly thrown ball. All the receiver had to do was squeeze it and land. Didn't matter where. Like, he was in the end zone.
He didn't even need to land at that point. He had already broken the plane. All he had to do was catch the ball and not drop it when he hit the ground.
That's it. And he couldn't do that. He fucked it all up. Benny is our partner in the ticket company at DrinkingBrosTickets.com. Bears tickets are always expensive. Why the fuck are the Bears fans still going to see a shitty team like this?
Because they got nothing else.
Is that what it is?
I've been trying to figure that out too, because the tickets are selling well and we're making money off of them.
We read the prices on air every week. It's nuts, man.
What about the Packers with all the bullshit going on with Aaron Rodgers? They booed. This is the first time in at least in his career I've ever heard the Packers get booed at home.
Yes. How are the Packers ticket sales this year?
You know, to be honest, I don't have a lot of stake up there. Uh-huh. I don't really deal with that a lot, but I have Bears season, so I can tell you exactly on that, but I don't know.
Okay. Because it's a shit show there. Next up, Falcons 49ers. So the first text I got, I was driving back on my 22-hour drive, Benny, and it was from you about the Falcons, how they're a playoff team, they're 3-3. Not only did I not want to hear that, I don't care. This is a team that can't win anything. Marcus Mariota is the quarterback of this team. It's all garbage, and it's kind of just luck at this point that Brady's so shitty and we're tied for first at 3-3. I don't care. This 49ers team, though, this is exactly what I said the week before. So I bet the house on the Rams beating the 49ers. The 49ers look like a Super Bowl team. And then I was like, every other week, they look like a Super Bowl team or a fucking JV blind team. This was the JV team that was all blind. Garoppolo and those guys fucking suck. I hate them too. They're 3-3. Do you have any Falcons insight for us?
I'm just going off of, I looked at the schedule. Mm-hmm. I looked at the games that they did lose.
Yep.
They could have won at least two of those games very easily. Their schedule, it looks pretty fucking simple or easy. It's hard to
coming
win.
Up. It, yeah,
it's hard to win an NFL.
Well, you got two games against Carolina, obviously, because the division's dog shit.
I think they're a playoff team. I'm not saying they're going to win that first playoff game, but my prediction is they will. They're probably going to win a division.
So, as a fan of the Falcons, I wanted them to tank tremendously and get some good draft picks. Instead, they finally decide to start playing after 5 years, and they're like, oh, yeah, let's fucking try to get a wild card this year.
Second year of the new GM. You know, maybe there's something going on inside.
Sure the fuck isn't, because we don't have a quarterback. Marcus Mariota isn't the answer. I know there's a bunch coming out in the draft next year, but to have that possibility, you got to tank some fucking games. 3-3 and going to the wild card, you're going to get a pick around 15, 16. Those guys will be long gone at this point. So if you're friends with him in real life, will you tell him to go fuck himself from me? Because Marcus Mariota isn't the answer here.
Probably not, but they're going to make the playoffs. Well, and, you heard it here.
That's gross, dude. That's fucking gross. All the way around.
Well, let's look at the remaining schedule, because they have...
Carolina.
Two Panthers. They have two against the Panthers. They have the Bears. Mm-hmm. They have the Commanders. They have the Steelers. That's five wins right there. And so it's like...
Maybe.
Not maybe.
Maybe it's eights and, you know, ten
if they
or
win,
nine, eight,
if
nine.
They win one more game, they have a winning record, which is more than I expect out of anybody else in that division.
Gross.
Like, definitely not the Panthers. They're 1-5.
Terrible.
The only team that really has any hope... Look, the Saints have... the on paper talent to string together a bunch of wins, but that team has been fucked up ever since Sean Payton left.
Right.
They've been like, there's no leader on that team at all. Right. And I don't mean just on the field. There's no leader anywhere close to that fucking team.
On the Saints.
And the defense sucks now too.
Yeah.
I literally just got off the phone with the vice president of the Saints on the way here. And he was bitching about defense.
Yeah.
And they got rid of their two safeties over in the offseason.
Sure.
And it's showing. I mean, you see how they're losing. They're losing on a 5-yard out route for 80 yards.
Yes and no, right? So crab legs isn't the answer there for Jameis Winston. And then you've got 38-year-old Andy Dalton playing, and then Taysom Hill is kind of coming in here and there. Pick a fucking quarterback and let's go. I don't think Ginger Bush and crab legs are the guys. I'd like to see Taysom Hill healthy and give it a shot and see what happens for a full season. Because last time we saw him, he had a broken finger and he tried to grunt through that. He was terrible. Why not start Taysom Hill?
The thing is, offense isn't the problem right now. It is the defense. It's losing the games for him in the fourth quarter. So, yes, they do need a quarterback. That's a fact. I agree with both what you're saying there, but they need defense at the end of the day.
They got outscored 16-6 in the second half this week.
Look at the game before that.
Yeah,
look at the game in Minnesota.
6 points in the second half isn't going to do
it,
Benny.
Against Minnesota.
Yeah, well,
it's the same.
But it was Minnesota, right? Minnesota's one of those teams where it's just like, all right, great. We're going to win by three. It's not going to be sexy. We're not going to cover. You can't fucking bet on the Vikings. And then, you know, Kirk Cousins is going to show up in a fucking diamond encrusted chain and everybody's going to be like, oh, isn't he awesome? Tell me he's awesome when he loses in the first round. That's it. Next up, we got Patriots Browns. Look, is Zappe the answer? I think so. I like Zappe there. That kid's fucking gritty, man. And I think it's fun, and he's a lot better than Mac Jones. Obviously, I've always hated Mac Jones on the show. I hate all Alabama quarterbacks, and Zappe looks great. They blew out the fucking Browns at home, and the Browns have a great running team. They shut them the fuck down. This is the first game that Chubb has had this year that he hasn't had 100 yards rushing or close to it. He's on all my fantasy teams, and he shit the bed this week. Zappy could be your answer. They're 3-3. Don't let Zappy get hot. We'll see what happens there.
And whoever this dude, Ramondre Stevenson, I've never fucking heard of this guy. He was like a second stringer at Oklahoma, but he's putting together a couple of good games in a row.
It's his second year, right?
Yeah.
Second year.
He had 100.
Putting some fantasy stats.
Against Green Bay, at Green Bay, which at the time they had a pretty good run defense, 14 carries for 66 yards. Then last week against Detroit, he ran for 160, and then 76 this week against Cleveland, who was
two touchdowns.
Another Cleveland, another team with a really good run defense. So 73 yards against Baltimore before those games. I mean, I don't know why this guy hasn't been in the lineup the entire time.
Me neither. Benny, you're on TV. Stop texting. All right.
I'm looking at stats.
Okay. I'm just making sure, dude.
I don't have a laptop.
We got to check Delco all the time.
I can go grab
Delco's
a laptop.
Delco's on Tinder. No, it's fine.
No, he's on Tinder. Well, he's on, what's the old, for the one for old people?
MySpace, Grindr, Hinge, yeah.
Oh, is it Hinge? Is that what old people use?
Is that what it is? What are you on now, Delco?
Do you mean eHarmony?
What's your go-to? Is that it? eHarmony?
You're talking about?
Farmers Only?
Grindr's for gay dudes.
Yeah, hey, I know.
We're still hit and miss with you. Like, we don't really know. You
yeah,
know
you've
that,
got
right?
blonde hair.
Yeah, we don't really know. Could be straight, could be gay. Either way, I'm not going to judge you.
Anyway, Zappy has looked good. And I think maybe he's better than Mac Jones, but the offensive line of the Patriots have been playing pretty well as well.
Yeah.
And extremely well. And by the way, you know, Cleveland's got a pretty good run defense, and they have a really good pass defense, or a pass rush, not a pass defense, but a pass rush at least. So it's pretty impressive that they were able to do this.
Yeah, not bad. Patriots, if Zappy's the dude going forward, I'm in, man. Like, I'll watch this team. I wouldn't watch them with Mac Jones. Next up, Jets, Packers. This game, to me, ended the Packers season. I'm all done betting on them. I'm all done caring about them. And it appears Aaron Rodgers has given up on this team, which is fine. Maybe the team has also given up on Aaron Rodgers, and we can just move the fuck on. If you're a Jets fan, though, you're 4-2 for the first time since 2015. Congratulations, dude. Fireman Ed is out there just beating off on, you know, four alarms. I mean, it's incredible. I don't know how they're doing it. I really don't. I mean, I'm looking at the stats here. Did Zach Wilson even throw for 200 yards in this game? Like, what was his fucking...
110.
God damn it.
Two sacks.
110 yards, and they dropped 27 on the Packers at home and beat them. If you're Aaron Rodgers and Zach Wilson throws for 110 yards and you win a fucking game at home, pack it up. Throw on the ayahuasca. Start mixing it up in the kettle pot because they're all done.
Aaron, so the last year the Packers ripped off 7 and 5 game win streaks respectively. That's 12 wins.
Yep.
They could do it again.
I don't think so.
To be honest. I mean, look at who they're playing, man.
I understand that, but they don't have any receivers. And so who's he throwing to? Like, even in this last game, the receiver with the most catches was Tanyan. Tanyan's the tight end. He was a backup tight end. Ended up emerging last year. Had a torn ACL. He's back from that torn ACL. And then you're asking this guy to carry the load for your receiver?
I'm gonna
core?
Be,
like, that's fucked up.
I'm going to be in D.C. for the game this week. I'll be down on the field.
Who are they playing?
The Redskins.
Yeah, who are the Redskins playing?
They're playing the Packers.
Oh, they're playing the Packers. Yeah. Oh, shit. So,
I'm bringing a bunch of drugs. I'm going to just, like, try to slip him something to see if it doesn't help him out.
I would. Yeah. I bet he's blazing before the games.
At least some mushrooms, microdose a little bit before you get out there.
Something.
I think
something.
That's been his problem. But they play the Redskins this week and then at the Bills. But after that, it's like 1 week on, 1 week off. They got at Lions. They play the Cowboys. That could be a tough game for them. To be honest, I think the Cowboys are going to fucking suck when Dak gets back, frankly. Sorry about your bad luck.
No. Yeah. I want to talk about that later.
Yeah, well, we will. We'll get to it.
But then they play the Titans, and they have the Eagles, which is a tough game. But then it's Bears, Rams, Dolphins, who have a dead quarterback, Vikings, Lions. They should win all those games.
Vikings, Lions. I don't believe in Green Bay. I think late there's in the season, four losses there.
Late in the season, Green Bay doesn't get beat by the Vikings ever.
I think they will this year. They look terrible.
Maybe we'll see in these next couple of games. I mean, going to Buffalo, that's a rough game.
Oh, that's a rape charge.
Yeah, when you're struggling like this, that's not the place you want to be headed. Yep,
you become a burn, Vic, and then a rape charge later. Yep. Jaguars, Colts, this game doesn't count because it just doesn't exist in our universe, and I don't care about either of these teams. you might as well Tua both of these teams for the rest of the year. Like, they're dead to me. I don't care.
Well, Tua's playing this week.
Well, we'll get to that next, because the Vikings played the Dolphins. They didn't have Teddy Two Gloves as the backup. Tua was obviously out with...
No, Teddy played.
Oh, he did?
He played most of the game.
Oh, good for him.
That other guy, Skylar Thompson,
started.
Yeah,
what happened to him?
He went 7 for 13, but for some reason, I don't know if he got hurt or what. I didn't watch this game because fuck this game. But
well, hang on there. So Teddy Two Gloves came in and played. He had a concussion as well, so they were fine with him playing as well. Whoever's on this Dolphins staff needs to be shot.
He, let's see, 23 for 34.
Yeah, I'm looking at the stats now. Yeah, he did.
9.7
not bad.
per attempt. That's not bad.
Not bad. I mean, but he had a concussion as well. So Skylar Thompson went 7 for 13. Did he die, Bob? Did he get a concussion too? Is that what the Dolphins thing is? Maybe it's their helmets. Maybe it's not enough padding in their helmets. Either way, they got housed by the Vikings here. Now, as we talked about earlier in the week, Tua was warming up and preparing to play. D'Anthony, you said he is going to play this week.
That my understanding is he's starting.
That's
this
what
week.
I've heard as well. Is that real?
Which is funny because he did an interview yesterday where he said he lost consciousness in the second.
He sure did.
So he had a major concussion. 5 days later, another concussion, which made him lose consciousness. That's something that we would pull. Like, if that happened to one of our soldiers, he would get pulled out off the line for months, not 2 weeks or whatever the fuck it's been.
Right.
I mean, this
you
is
see his fingers. When
yeah.
He,
oh yeah, dude.
It's the painter's pose. Yeah.
So 2 weeks. What happens if he gets a concussion in this game? This
do you remember fucking Not Another Teen Movie?
Yeah.
Where the Billy Bob character just fucking, they had a scoreboard thing of him getting concussions. One more and he's dead. And Chris Evans, just you hear it, ding, oh, he's dead. That's what's going to happen.
That's what it feels like.
Tua's going to die on the field. Like, I have no fucking understanding of why they're allowing this kid to play.
His parents, like this is one of those where your parents should just step in and sit you out. Like, this one's sad, man. Because if he gets fucked up again, that's it, man. I mean, he could die, literally.
And one of those were just from him falling back.
Yep.
And hitting the ground.
Yeah.
And wasn't even didn't get hit.
Just no. This scary. Is a sad situation. If they start him, man, I mean, out of morbid curiosity, I'll watch this week, but I'm not going to be amped about it. Like, I can't get off to it.
So you're trying to say you want to see somebody die?
I want to see somebody die, but I won't be able to climax. So does that matter? What, Benny?
I have no response to that.
Benny? That's you got me. Real life right there,
it
dude.
Matters for
I want to, but I'm not going to nut.
Do you know how many times Dan has killed somebody and then climaxed over their dead bodies? 40, 50? What ballpark it?
I usually climax when I get home because I like that to be a private moment.
Sure, for you?
Yeah.
No, I understand that.
That's why guys take trophies. You take an ear or a finger or something, you take it, you just put it up on the shelf, and you look at it while you're pounding on.
Yeah, yeah. No, I get that. And that makes sense. And maybe they'll do that to Tua's head. And we can all go see it in a Dolphins exhibit and then shoot loads all over the glass of the plexiglass that it's behind, because this guy's going to fucking die on the field if you play him again. Next up is Bengals versus Saints. Called this one. I think the Bengals were going to go 2-4 in this one. I don't believe in the Saints team. It's a weird team to bet on. Dalton played again. Kind of. It's a strange sitch. Joe Burrow. 3 touchdowns, 300 yards. Barely got through this one again. They were down for a little bit. I just want to see this guy with a healthy O-line and then see what happens. Jamar Chase and those guys are great. The Saints are, well, they're the fucking Saints. Nothing you can do about that. Sean Payton ain't stepping back through this door anytime
soon. Yeah, when's Michael Thomas supposed to be back?
He's on permanent vacation. I think he's just trying to cash his check.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Is he suspended or is he
No, just kind of hanging out, dude.
It's D-Hop that's suspended.
Yeah, D-Hop's back this week. DeAndre Hopkins is back this week, yeah.
But what's Michael Thomas doing?
Kind of chilling, like a light chill, maybe some Netflix or Blockbuster.
Like, does he not like the staff or what's the problem?
He's got like a foot injury, allegedly.
Yeah, sure does.
So he's selling feet pics?
He's been out for, 2.5 years now at this point?
I feel like there's
since
not
he
enough
signed
dudes,
a contract.
Yeah.
I feel like there's not enough dudes selling feet pics on the internet.
Yeah,
is there no market for that?
No, dudes' feet aren't great.
There's a market.
Is there?
Yeah.
Oh. Especially being an
athlete. Is it the same for the female feet pic? Was it the same guy buying both of those?
No, that's a different clientele.
Different markets.
We have a Playboy Playmate coming into the studio later, actually, to meet with us about
today?
Some stuff. Yeah.
Okay, we'll ask her. Who is it?
Her name's Echo Johnson, I believe is her last name.
What time?
She'll be here in like 20 minutes,
great.
15 minutes.
Great. We'll throw on the end of the show if she's here.
Well, I don't know if she knows anything about football. She knows mostly about being naked.
Expertise. Yeah. And we'll ask her about that because I think that's key in football. Next up, Ravens Giants. All right. Lost a lot of money on this game. This one is
one's hard to gauge, right? Because part of my brain is used to the Ravens being better than this, and that same part of my brain is used to the Giants sucking.
Yep.
Right?
Yep. Yep.
And I can't figure out if the Giants are getting better or if the Ravens are if it's just over for them.
So
it kind of feels like it's over for the Ravens.
Yeah, that's what it feels like to me. So here's the deal with this game. If you remember last week, it was -8. We all took this in a teaser down to -1, right? The Ravens at -1 couldn't beat the Giants, who fucking suck. It's a goddamn problem. I know Lamar Jackson bet on himself like Aaron Judge, and he's hoping for his new contract. You were 17 for 32 for 210 yards, bud. And guess the fuck what? A running quarterback in this league is fucking worthless, okay? Especially in the AFC. So you're the same age as Josh Allen. You're the same age as Pat Mahomes. Same age as Joe Burrow. You got to get through those three fucking horses the rest of your life? No. Get out of this contract. Go to the NFC. It's dog shit. You could absolutely dominate there. If you stay in the NFC with this fucking team, you will never win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But I've also predicted on the show forever. I don't think I'll win a Super Bowl ever.
I think Lamar Jackson in San Francisco wins a Super Bowl.
Yes. Oh, well, with Shanahan. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Go to the NFC. Go to Shanahan.
But you're like, if you're a dynamic quarterback like that, why would you play on a team that's defense heavy? That doesn't make a lot. You're like, you're not in the best situation to win, are you?
It's a great question. You know what I mean? It's what you talk about all the time on the show. There's winners and then there's fucking losers. Do you want to win Super Bowls or do you want to be the guy who's on a fucking cereal box like Russell Wilson, right? His whole bullshit, his whole career is I want to be the guy. I want to be the face of the league and everything else. That's great. Or do you want to win a Super Bowl? Because you could have handed off the fucking ball and won two Super Bowls. Lamar Jackson will never win a fucking Super Bowl. Ever.
Not in Baltimore.
Ever. We already saw the best who could ever do it running and throwing, Michael Vick. Zero Super Bowls, friends. And I'm a Falcons fan. Love Vick. He was my favorite player.
Vick was never on a team as good as the 49ers. Like, he never had an individual unit as good as the 49ers defense is, or even the Ravens defense was 3 years ago.
Right. But Vick always wanted to be the guy in Atlanta. He wants to be the guy as well. Go to a team where it's like, hey, you hand off the ball, you split the fucking load, then you can win a Super Bowl. I don't think he'll ever be that.
Ravens have the 22nd ranked defense in the league right now.
Do they? Well, it doesn't matter.
It's pretty trash.
Their offense is trash too, so who gives a shit?
Yeah.
This team is dead.
He also has a hip injury in his day-to-day right now.
Lamar Jackson?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, look, as a running quarterback, you have a shelf life of, 3 years in this league? And then you get absolutely fucking mowed down. We've seen it with every single one of these guys. Steve Young, go back to Steve Young in the 90s. That hit he took... That's the worst CTE hit I've ever seen in my entire life. I mean, holy shit. I mean, through God, anything is possible. And obviously, he went to BYU. But
name one Raven receiver.
That's not
the tight end.
That's not Mark Andrews Hollywood or fucking Brown. Isaiah Likely. No, he's in Arizona. None. They don't have any there. So if you're Lamar Jackson and you want a shot at a Super Bowl, get the fuck out of there. Don't re-sign a new deal. He might be able to get a good contract somewhere else, not one that's fully guaranteed, because that's what he was asking for out of Baltimore here, and that's why he didn't sign before the season, because he got the same number as Deshaun Watson. But they said, look, we'll give you 160, and he goes, no, I want fully guaranteed like Deshaun Watson. And they said, no, you don't like massages enough. We can't give that to you.
I really feel like he needs to go to San Francisco.
I think that's a perfect fit.
Because they figured out, regardless of the injury, I think they figured out Trey Lance ain't going to be that guy.
He's not going to be that guy. And I think just with Shanahan's offense and all that stuff, like, he can do both. Shanahan will mix in those run plays and all the fucking weird, fun shit. And again, I know it because he was the Falcons, and it was a fun team right up until the fourth quarter of the Super Bowl. So we'll see what happens there. But Lamar ain't winning with his fucking Ravens team. And look, when's the last time the Ravens have had a great receiver other than Steve Smith? I can't name one. Hollywood Brown, he was okay, but he was always getting hurt. He's still hurt in Arizona. I can't even name a Ravens wide receiver.
Can you even think right now?
Smith? That's it. That's the only one I can name in their whole history of the franchise. Okay, but
they had a tight end with Sharp or whatever, right?
Yes, but they've always had a tight end, right? Yeah. So they got Mark Andrews now, but never a superstar receiver. And even Steve Smith, he gave it all he had, but he was 5'9".
Didn't Deion play receiver on some third down packages for them or some shit.
Yeah. Well, he did on the Falcons as well, and same with San Fran and the Cowboys.
Did he ever do it with the Falcons? I thought he only did that after Dallas.
Falcons, they need him for everything down there.
And Anquan Boldin.
Yeah, I was surprised the Falcons didn't have him kick a field goal.
At the end of his career, really, but still.
Yeah. That's it, right?
Mike Wallace at one point.
Mike Wallace, though, but that was after the Steelers' years. Like, all these people's good years were gone. Steve Smith was the only one in their prime. And I think Steve Smith, did he win a... He won a Super Bowl, right? He got that one with Ray Lewis after he murdered those two people.
No, I think Steve Smith was in Carolina then.
Oh, shit. You might be right.
Yeah. No, he won the year they beat the 49ers.
He did.
Ray Lewis was not on that team.
No. Okay, so but Steve Smith got a Super Bowl?
Ray Lewis was absolutely on that team.
Yeah, he was on that team. Yes.
That was his last year.
That was his last year.
That was 2011?
Yeah, that was his walk-off year. But was Steve Smith on that team? That's the question.
He won...
No, he wasn't on that team.
God damn it, he never got a ring. Shit.
No, he was in Carolina then, I think.
Shit. Sorry, Steve. We apologize
to him. He went to a Super Bowl. That was about it.
Well, he got to
Carolina,
see, maybe,
right?
Well, he's rich enough. He can go buy your tickets. You know, see it right in person. Where are we at this year?
DrinkingBrosTickets.com.
Yep.
Where are we at this year?
Arizona, right?
Yeah.
It's in Arizona, yeah.
Yeah. We're going to the Waste Management Open.
Correct. The night
same
before.
Same time as the Super Bowl, yeah.
Yeah, and then we're going to the Super Bowl afterwards. It's going to be a blast. Are you coming?
Absolutely.
Okay, good.
We're going to bring Urlacher to the Waste Management 16th hole and just get fucking wrecked.
Yes.
And then he's going to fight Delco because Delco's had some negative things to say about
him. He sure has. And,
I just talked shit about
Live Golf. One, and we throw some cans on the...
Yes, we'll bring all the Hard AF seltzer there. It'll be great. It'll be great. And then we're going to see him fight Delco, and that'll be fun.
Because he's a dick ratter for a league that he doesn't watch.
Wow, he loves Live, dude. We all do.
That nobody watches.
We all love it, though.
20,000 people watch it.
Yeah, you know what, dude? It's all spirit. It's all spirit with that league, and that's sometimes it's all you need is heart and spirit.
And by spirit, do you mean bots?
Yes. Sure do. Next up, we got the Buccaneers against the Steelers. All right, so I thought that I had lost this game because the Buccaneers lost by two. It was on all the teaser cards. I'd given up on this in Drinking Bros Sports, and everybody was like, Ross, we won. You got the fucking teasers on this. Thank Christ. That was the only thing that saved me in this Buccaneers game. Tom Brady looks like shit. What's the fucking story there? Any insights besides the divorce?
That's where I was going with that's the it. Divorce. And must be tough for him, I guess.
I would think that getting away from your wife and kids would make you be better.
Well, sort of. But here's the thing, Dan, this is something you need to understand that you don't know about Tom Brady. When he plays, he's on a deployment.
Oh, yeah, it's
war. And you wouldn't know anything about that, friend. Nothing.
Well, you know what really happened here is he just ran into the Mitchell Trubisky buzzsaw, right? And that's what Urlacher is going to say to you, Delco, when he sees you in Arizona.
No, he's going to say it to me. I was the one who shit on Trubisky.
Right before he beat you into a fucking... What?
Yeah, what happens when I go for his bitch-ass knees?
Yeah, that's true. You should go immediately for the knees.
Do you take his Hall of Fame jacket and wear it over him as he's...
If you take it out, get it. Yeah. It's like Highlander.
No, I understand. Point, yeah. I was the one who shit on Trubisky, and I got into it with him. The only time I've seen him not answer a question, because he's great. He's great on the show. We love him. As I go, look, because he's friends with Mitch Trubisky. I go, let's face it. Mitch wouldn't be starting. Mitch was a dump truck away from not starting this year. It probably would have been Haskins. And he froze. Froze on. He was just like, nope, not going to answer that one. And it's true. Homeboy was out. Trubisky came in, saved the day. Pickett, is he done for the year? He broke something. Brian broke his coccyx. But,
He was 11 for 18.
Yeah, it's something. He got injured, and then Trubisky came
in for 67 yards. That's 3.7 yards per reception. Yeah, that's the lowest I think I've ever seen. Actually, I don't know that I've ever seen any. That's incredible.
It's terrible.
Wow.
He's expected to miss a few weeks with a shoulder injury.
Sure is.
The Steelers should just pack it in for the year.
I know they won't though. They're 2-4, and Tomlin cares. He's a fucking coach that cares. He'll play the rest of this year like every game is the last game, and like you hate facing a guy like this for this exact reason. Brady, these guys are fucked. I'm with you. It'll probably be the Falcons and the Buccaneers. Both teams are shitty, so it doesn't really matter to me. They can't win a Super Bowl. Don't give a fuck about this. 243 out of Brady and him bitching in his O-line and all that shit. You went to a wedding the night before. You took 2 days off. You didn't go to any practices. That's on you, friend. You're 45. You still got to show up, hombre. Still got to show up. Next up, Panthers versus Rams. Yeesh. Rams have been terrible this year. Panthers, even worse. 1-5. Move on. The only question is whether or not the Rams are going to sign OBJ. I don't even know if that helps at this point, to be honest with you.
Losing Von Miller has been pretty rough for them.
Sure has.
To be honest.
Yep.
I don't, not even just the way their defense plays, but having him over there in the first place. It's a huge loss, just chemistry wise. And, they play in a weak division unless one of the, it's going to be either them or San Francisco that turns it around. It's possible they both do, but man, it looks bad right now. It's like a 7-9 team might make the fucking playoffs out of this division.
Goddamn car crash. And that'll lead us into the next game. Cardinals and the Seahawks, who are both in that division.
Yep.
Cardinals are 2-4. You just gave this guy $250 million to go 2-4 and score 9 points against the Seahawks, who fucking suck. That's Geno Smith in the Seahawks, and you scored 9 points, and you make $250 million a year. Again, the money for a running quarterback, you might as well put it in front of your car, douse it in gasoline, and light it on fucking fire. All these guys suck.
So don't re-sign Josh Allen?
Josh Allen, look, Josh Allen chucks for 400 a game. Give me 400 a game. What did Murray get, 222?
222.
That ain't good. That's half of what Allen gets a game. That ain't fucking good, friend. 23 of 37 with a pick, no touchdowns against the Seahawks? The fucking Seahawks? Gross. Who is your top runner on that team? Who is your running back on that team?
For Seattle?
Yeah, no, Arizona.
For Arizona?
You want to take a wild guess? It's not a running back.
Well, it was
your quarterback.
It was the quarterback.
Yeah. Sure was.
And Connor was out of the game too.
Name the running backs for Arizona?
Yeah. James Connor. What happened to him? I actually thought he was pretty goddamn good in Pittsburgh. He's hurt again.
The shelf life on a typical running back in the NFL is about 2 years. That's what happened.
Their number one running back against Seattle was Eno Benjamin. You want to take a guess where he went?
Sure don't. Either way, that's on Arizona. There's a million running backs to sign. Why is Eno Benjamin your running back in this? This team fucking sucks. They're 2-4. You can go ahead and write them off. They were favored in this game, which I don't really know how. Next up, it's the Super Bowl. We should just play this back. It's a 7-game series. Best out of 7. Winner take all. And all of us would love to see it. We'd be grateful to see it. The two best quarterbacks in the league, Josh Allen, Pat Mahomes, 24-20. Awesome game. And it's always an awesome game. It's the best. These guys are the fucking future. The only unfortunate thing about this, they're both in the AFC. That's it. I want to see them in the Super Bowl. The NFC is dog shit. I want to see this game over and over again once a week, and I would pay money for it, dude. I would put it on fucking pay-per-view, and I'd pay for this game every week. It's always great. It's always great. These guys are both great. Mahomes threw for 338. Still lost. Towards the end, you know?
We get this for years to come, too.
I know, and we're all grateful for it, right? But I just want to see it in the Super Bowl. These guys are both young. They're both fucking great. They're both fun to watch. And unfortunately, only one of them can win a Super Bowl. And I don't know who it's going to be out of these two. If all the games are like this, who knows, man? Maybe they just flip-flop every year. But it's a blast to watch. This game didn't disappoint, unless you were a better on this one. It was Bills minus 2.5. I did not take this. Took it on a teaser up to 9.5. So we won on all the teaser cards, and that was great. And you know the reason I didn't take this? It's the two best teams in the league. Of course it's going to come down to the last fucking play of the game like this. It's a blast to watch. Love watching the Bills. Love watching the Chiefs at full strength. It's awesome.
Von Miller's got, he's second in the league in sacks at 6 right now.
How old is that guy?
He's only 33.
Is it? He seems like he's been playing our whole lives, dude. Yeah. And he's so good.
Yep.
And he changes every team he goes to. Maybe that's the missing piece for all these people.
Yeah.
It's amazing to watch. Blast of a game. Drove back to this game. Had the whole fucking thing on. And I was just like, oh, man. I forgot about the drive for 4 hours. It was awesome. It was awesome. Next up, Cowboys versus the Eagles. Look, you're the Cowboys guy. He's the Eagles guy. Now, this game was on after that, so I had this full game on. I was surprised that Cooper Rush kept it this close for the entire game. It's crazy. Can Dak come back and actually lead them past the Eagles? Because the NFC is dog shit, it's probably going to be down to these two teams.
I teased this game both ways, one. But
I did too, but I took the Eagles, and I took the over down. Both hit, and it was fine. Mm-hmm. Which way did you take this?
I told you, I did it both ways, and I took the over. I teased it over.
Yeah.
So this is actually the game that saved me for the shit week. Which, to your credit, you called it the whole show last week.
Yes, I did.
It was the worst week of watching football.
Yes.
Other than Kansas City Bills. Correct. Deal.
I knew this was coming. I'm a realist. The Cowboys are not going to win this game.
With Cooper Rush, right?
No.
Because the Eagles are the best team in the NFC right now. I don't think there's any debate about that whatsoever. I still don't think Jalen Hurts is good enough to ever win a Super Bowl, so it doesn't really matter. He's not beating Mahomes. He's not beating Allen. So who gives a shit? But could Dak on this team beat the Eagles to go to the Super Bowl? Because the Cowboys defense has looked lights out all year long. Micah Parsons, that is Jesus coming back to earth, in my opinion, where you're just like, oh my God, I'm not a big religious guy. But if that's him, that's him, man. Like, I've never seen anybody on defense be able to do what the fuck he's doing right
nobody,
now.
Nobody can stop him.
No one.
And Van Der Esch is solid. You know, we got a good secondary.
Tank Diggs. Lawrence.
Yeah.
Like, all those guys.
He's playing well right now. So, yeah, if we do anything, it will be because of our defense. Making plays, getting turnovers.
So, Dan brought this up, and I'll ask you because you're a diehard Cowboys fan. Dan said he thinks the defense has been so good because you know you have Cooper Rush, your quarterback, and you don't have a fucking choice. Does that still continue when Dak comes back? Do they rally around Dak? How's that locker room with Dak?
Well, it seems like it's out there now that the Cowboys, everybody's talking about how well the Cowboys defense is, so now they have something to play for. They want to keep up that momentum.
The reputation, yeah.
I do agree with that. Yes, they had to step up because...
Yeah, but it's a matter of leadership. Like, you shouldn't need to be in a dire situation. That's the difference between good and great. Good people, like good players, good teams will pull off some crazy shit that when they get backed into a corner, right? But great teams are the ones like the fucking Bulls in the 90s who were able to do it every fucking week.
Mm-hmm.
Every day, you put forth the same amount of effort. You feel like you're constantly being chased. You know what I mean? I don't think you can teach it, though. You need one guy on that team that's a fucking lunatic, relentless motherfucker like Draymond Green, for example, who just is punching other players and talking shit and getting kicked out of games. But hey, man, he's got four rings and he's about to get a fifth this year. Because I don't know if you saw them play last night, but they make the Lakers look like children last night. It was like, oh, the Warriors going to be okay, and they come out against the Lakers and just smoke them.
They have eight guys who can play anytime and beat any team in the league. And Draymond knocking out Poole. Yeah. Poole still had the confidence last night where he was just bombs away. Yeah. It was like nothing ever happened.
Yeah.
For a young guy to be able to get knocked out and that scene around the world like a fucking Jake Paul fight and then come out and dominate like that last night against the Lakers.
Yeah.
I mean, I felt bad for the Lakers. Shaq at halftime was like, hey, dude. Or Barkley at halftime was like, you got to get rid of Russell Westbrook. Mm. This team will not work. I agree. It's just LeBron in year 20. Nobody gives a shit. Look, even Abraham Lincoln did the beard before you. And it's like, you're not fucking Kobe or Jordan. You're not winning that many titles.
Wilbon said this week that this season should just be about LeBron breaking records.
And it probably
because
is, right?
They're not going to win anything.
No.
Come on, man. Even last night, after the game...
He threw his team under the bus.
Well, the announcer or the reporter asked LeBron, like, hey, you guys got some good looks tonight. Just weren't able to knock them down. He goes, well, maybe there's a reason they're giving us those good looks because we can't hit fucking shots.
Can't shoot.
You know what I mean? I remember there was one where he drove to the post or drove down through the post, kicked it out to Westbrook, who's wide open at the wing. Yep. And he takes the shot. And as soon as he takes the shot, LeBron's like, what are you fucking doing?
Yeah.
Like, before he even saw it brick off the back of the rim, which is what happened, obviously.
Yeah.
Because Westbrook sucks at shooting the basketball. It's like, he why not cut to your slasher? Cut to the basket.
They don't do that there.
I don't get it, man.
I think teams, because the Warriors are such a great three-point shooting team and they can just light up, they can drop 60 and a quarter if they want to, I think they feel that pressure of like, oh, shit, we got to shoot a bunch of three-pointers. No, you don't. Just score. Just do what you do best. It is not three-point shooting. This team fucking sucks. Westbrook actually didn't have that bad of a game last night, but they will focus on him because they don't have anything else there. You can't have Anthony Davis shooting fucking three-pointers. I mean, that looked awkward. It looked like Embiid shooting three-pointers where you're like, that's not what you do. Just go in the fucking middle. That team is fucked, and I love to see it because I hate LeBron. Sad part of me is loves the Lakers, but it was the Kobe era for me and Magic.
Well, LeBron was 3-for-10 from three as well.
Sure was.
And he had 5 turnovers, and Westbrook had 4 turnovers. By the way, the Warriors didn't even play that good. They had 18 turnovers last night.
Yeah, and they housed them.
This was kind of a down game for them, to be honest. And they only shot like 38% from three. This wasn't one of their like knockout games. This was just a standard Warriors game. and they, I don't know, the Lakers are in trouble.
They fucking destroyed him. And to me, this will bleed into the next game with LeBron. This is who Russell Westbrook, Wilson, same player, same head, who cares? That's who he wants to be. He wants to be the face in the franchise, talk all the shit and do all the things. But you got to keep winning at a consistent basis. He's not winning. They lost to the fucking Chargers again. Another guy who they dropped 250 on who fucking sucks this year. And Herbert, by the way. I forgot to mention him as another great quarterback in the AFC. He's still better than Lamar Jackson. So it's like, you're fucked if you're Lamar Jackson. Go to the NFC. Herbert's, what, 23, 24?
I enjoy watching him play.
Same.
He's fun to watch.
He's blessed.
And plus, he's, what is he, like 6'6", 6'7"? He's got to be the tallest quarterback in the league.
He's a big guy.
He's huge.
The other part of this,
not
too.
Not a lot of weapons on that team, to be honest.
No, but and here's the other part of this, too, is the Broncos.
They can build around him.
Yeah, they can build around him. And the Broncos have always had a great defense. The Broncos have been in every single game. Bob, I think they might have covered all 6 games this year, I think, with the Broncos might have covered. That's how good their defense is. And they're 2-4, and I still think they covered. What are they against the spread this year?
Well, actually, your Atlanta Falcons are 6-0 against.
They sure are.
They are, yeah.
And then, you know, told me that was Benny. Benny told me that on the drive on Sunday, and I was like, I'm still not betting them because I don't like this team.
I told you.
I don't like the team, I don't bet it.
I'm Denver's 4 weeks in a row covering with these guys.
Denver's 2-4.
Oh, against the spread?
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah, they're bottom of the league.
So this one, the spread was 5, and they covered on it. And to be honest, it took an overtime field goal to do it, and that was late in overtime. It wasn't like a first possession or anything else. Miserable game.
I watched the first quarter of this game. The second or third, I think it was the second Denver drive. It was like 7 plays, 90 yards, 85 yards maybe.
Yeah.
They just carved up the Chargers defense. It looked like Russell Wilson in 2014.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I was like, oh shit, did he figure some shit out and he's going to turn it around? No, because every possession after that sucks. Literally, there was one good possession in the entire game, man. What the fuck?
Since his injury last year, if you think about it, he hasn't done nothing.
Nothing.
Like, he looks bad.
But I'll go
other
back.
Other than that one drive, you want to put one drive in it, but terrible.
I'll go back the year before. So remember the let Russ cook shit where he got all the trademarks and all that stuff? And it was about week 11 when he filed all those trademarks. And at that point, he looked like the MVP. I mean, he was on fire. Everything was great. And then his arm went dead. And then the rest of the year, he fucking sucked. And he was sitting on all these trademarks. Everybody was making fun of him and everything else. He wants to get traded. Breaks a finger, is out for a bunch of games. Remember that game where the finger was straight up in the air? Sits out for the rest of the season, demands a trade, gets 250 from these guys. He's looked like shit ever since then. And the Broncos defense, by the way, here's how many points they've given up this year. First game, they gave up 16 points. Second game, 9. Next game, 10. 10 points in the NFL. Pretty fucking crazy. Now the next game, 32, bad game. Fine. Colts, that went into overtime all the way to the very end. 12-9. They give up 12 points in a 5-quarter game, essentially. And then last night was 19-16 in another overtime game. It isn't the fucking defense in Denver. It's the goddamn quarterback, and he fucking sucks. You guys got conned into this shit. There's a picture of him and his wife inside of a church praying, and everybody's been memeing the shit out of this, saying, hey, dude, please don't ever put another Denver Broncos Russell Wilson game in primetime. I'm with you. I'll go back to church since the first time since fucking 11th grade if I never have to watch this fucking team in primetime
again. Maybe,
pop this up on the screen. This is real, by the way. This is not doctored.
Maybe he's praying to the wrong God.
Well, what's his record back to the injury?
Before God? Before Christ?
What's his record since the coming back from the finger injury?
Well, it's 2-4
this year.
How many games has he
won? 2-4 this year.
So he won 2, and then
he lost.
Might have won 1 or 2 games last
year. Yeah, but I think he lost 4 last year. So, like, it's not good.
So 4-8?
8,
it's for $250 million.
Why is he on his knees? Is God
praying. That's how you pray. Look at that. Bob, one more time. I apologize. Thank you. That's how you pray. You get on your knees in a pair of ripped jeans and some Prince cowboy boots.
And a shirt that says blessed.
Shut the fuck up. I can't see that far. Does it really say blessed?
It does. I see it.
Play. Oh, my God, dude. That'll fucking play.
And
that's his wife. That's Sierra back there.
I think he's...
Who is hot.
I think he's praying to the wrong God.
But you still have to get somebody to take this
Islam
photo.
Or something.
Maybe
that's what Russell Wilson needs. He needs to get arrested, go to prison for a while, convert to Islam, and then come back.
Yeah. Scientology.
And maybe Allah will help him out.
Maybe. According to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
Because Jesus ain't working out for him.
No, the Broncos ain't going to win this year. Before we get to this week's spreads, we're brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles your deposits. First deposit, all the way up to $1,000. Turn your love of sports into your new side hustle. Get into the game today with MyBookie.com. Bet on anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.com. All the spreads we read today will be from MyBookie.com. Use promo code Drinking Bros to double your deposit. You don't need the charger, Benny. I'll read off the spreads to you. We're good to go. That's what we do on the show.
He's doing independent research.
No need. No need when you got the fucking Messiah here. I've had a really goddamn good year in football.
I'm expecting big things from you
all the way around.
Now, you had a bad week last week.
Sure. Who did?
Well, not bad.
Not terrible.
But you knew it. It's again.
Yeah. Well, it was the games were terrible. Jesus Christ.
Weren't fun to watch. And
no. I said college was going to be a blast, which it was. Tennessee money line, great. NFL, dog shit, and that was true to form. This first game, dog shit. And if you're betting on this, I mean, maybe DeAndre Hopkins, that's it. Saints, Cardinals, at the Cardinals. Cardinals -2. What do you do with DeAndre back in this game and Andy Dalton as your starter? You're the Saints guy.
Well, I'm going to take Saints into points and then and tease it up.
To 9?
Yeah.
Or 6? Or what are you doing, 6 or 7 points?
I usually, I'll do a 4-team teaser, 7 points usually. Mm. So
okay.
So what ought to get a 9.5?
So you'll get 9. Yeah, you'll get 9, and you'll get them out of the Saints.
Rolling that money up and stuffing it right up your fucking ass sideways,
sure,
bud.
Sure are.
And take the over. It's only 44.
You say that now.
No.
And then, Monday, you're like, man, I can't believe I took that fucking over.
I just sit there and told you how bad the Saints defense is.
Yep.
Yeah, DeAndre
Hopkins is back.
But I guess it depends on included in the injury report, the Cardinals would add how much time Kyler Murray spent playing fucking Call of Duty that week.
Yep.
I would feel a lot more comfortable with making bets on that team.
Yeah.
Like if it's under 8 hours for the week, I'm like, all right, cool. He probably paid some attention. This guy's making, he's going to end up making like $300 or so million dollars in the NFL and not do his job one fucking day.
Yeah, he's terrible.
Not one day.
He's absolutely terrible. He's absolutely terrible. If he's in fantasy, fine. And he's got 6 touchdowns on the season in 6 games. He's got 1 TD a game.
That'll get it done.
Fuck right off, buddy. Look, because it's Thursday, I don't know what's going on Thursday. The junkie in me says, take Saints up to 9, take this over down to 37. With DeAndre back, that'll probably put some points on the board. And that's a hundo bet where it's just like, hey, I want to have something on the background on Amazon Prime. That's
one game on.
That's it.
Got to put something down to watch it.
Yeah, and I think that's probably what I do here, but I'm not proud of it. And it's certainly not my biggest bet of the weekend. But I do it just because that's the only thing on Thursday night. And the teams that are left in the playoffs, I like the Yankees-Astros series, that Phillies-Padres series. Might as well not exist. To me, I could care less about that fucking series. Did they end up winning today? What was the fucking stitch there?
It's the fifth inning.
Yeah, what is it?
It's 4-2.
Well, I know, because you're a diehard fan. So that's why I go to you for the hard-hitting Philadelphia
Phillies.
He's not
a diehard fan. All of his Philly shit he got last week.
No, he is.
No, my dog is named Chase Motley. So.
Oh, yeah.
Please don't question me.
When's the last time Chase Motley played in Philadelphia?
When I cared about baseball.
Yeah, 2012.
2011.
Yeah, 2012. next up, we got the beloved Falcons against the Bengals. -6 for Cincinnati. This is at home for Cincinnati. What do you do here? Falcons are 6-0 against the spread, and that's real.
This is an easy one to me.
Sure is.
You take this up to 13.
Oh, and then you take the Falcons.
Falcons +13, yeah. I'm not kidding.
I'm going to ride my horse all the way.
Their defense has actually been playing really well lately.
All right. Is that what you're going to do too?
Yeah, I'm telling you. It's like, why not?
Great.
I know eventually you got to lose, but, you know.
I sure do.
Sure I'm teasing it up.
I'm taking it down. I'm taking it down, friends. I'm taking Cincy -1. Cincy at home, 3-3.
Plus, the Falcons not that good either.
The Falcons aren't that good. This has been a fucking miracle. Cincy -1. I'm all good on this. I'm taking this down. This will be on all my parlays, teasers, fuck all.
I feel like this is going to be the one you're pissed off about on Monday.
I've been pissed off a lot about the Falcons. This team sucks. No, I'm all.
No, I mean, Joe, you're going to be pissed off because they're going to fuck up all your parlays winning this game.
I'm in on Joe. I believe in you, Joe. I see you. I see you, and I love you. Next up, Lions versus Cowboys. Now, this is at the Cowboys. Tickets are low for this game.
Yeah.
For Zach's return. Well, what's going on here?
There's 100,000 fucking seats in
there
this
is, game. But Cowboys tickets are fucking expensive, bro. Like, I mean, crazy.
They,
this,
one can make a living off that one team.
Sure could. And you sure have. Who do you got in this one? Dallas minus 7.
All right. Swift is coming back.
Yep.
Big deal.
For Detroit, yes.
Big deal.
Yep.
No matter who is our quarterback, this is the trap game of the week, in my opinion. And it pains me to say this, to let you guys know that I will bet against my team, but I'm going to take Detroit. Tease it up.
Yep, same here.
That's
I'm taking Detroit plus 14 in this game. I'm doing the same thing. What are you doing?
I think the question really is...
And there's somebody else coming back for the Lions, too, as well.
Well, they had a week off, too. So they also...
No, there's somebody else
But they
healthy.
Had a bye week, so they had a whole week to study.
So Dak is going to be rusty. They got a wide receiver back, too.
Yeah. Dak is going to be rusty. I
think the question here is... the Lions coach a smart man or not, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because DeAndre Swift has been one of the better running backs in the league the last 2 years, just stat-wise. Yes. And as I mentioned on the recap Monday, what the Eagles were able to do in the run game against, probably the aside maybe, I guess, now from Von Miller, the best defensive weapon in football, mm-hmm. right, was to see him where he's lining up. If he's stunting, if he's rushing, or if he's dropping back into coverage, if he's up on the line as a pass rusher, they call an audible and they run the ball a counter against him or a pull into him or something like that. It was pretty effective, right? And with DeAndre Swift, who's a much better running back than anybody that's on the Eagles team, no offense, they can neutralize a lot of the Cowboys' defensive prowess that way. However, the Lions aren't going to play any defense, right? So it's really a matter of if Dak Prescott's actually healthy or not.
We'll see. First game back from injury. What are you taking in this?
I'm not taking anything because it's the first game back from a fucking injury that I think he's coming back way too early from.
I think I'm going to take the Lions up to 14. I'm with you on that teaser. Next up, Colts, Titans. This is Titans minus 2.5. You can tighten up all you want, but this game, flip a fucking coin. Whenever they put a lineup like this in Vegas at 2.5, against these two fucking teams that are 3-2. No, I'm not touching this whatsoever.
Matt Ryan looked really good last week.
Good for him. I'm not doing it.
Is it possible that he's turned the corner there now? It's actually two out of the last 3 weeks he's had really good games.
Is it weird that he has 300 yards more passing than Kyler Murray and he's 90 years old?
So the Lions telling you that they think Colts are a half point better.
Yep. I sure are, and I don't like any of this game whatsoever, and this will probably come down to a last-minute field goal. I stay far, far away from this game. You guys can bet it. Are you guys doing anything?
Yeah, I'm going to take the Colts money line in this one.
Gross.
I think the Titans are a joke of a team.
They're not great.
Indiana with a teaser somewhere. But.
No, I don't even do a teaser on this. I'm not doing anything on this goddamn game.
Matt Ryan's going to throw for like 350 in this game.
I hope so. Good for him. Good for him. I hope so. Next up is Packers versus the Redskins. This is Packers minus 5.5. Are you were at this game?
I'll be at the game, but I'm not going to bet on this piece of shit, dude.
No.
It's like it's not even because I'm worried about losing money or wasting my time betting on a shitty game. It's more that like I don't want to contribute to this.
You don't want to have to care. Yeah. No, I get it.
Because I'll be pissed drunk in the fucking owner's box for this one, probably.
Let me ask you this, though. Heineke's playing. Any shot you would tease this up to 12.5 with a teaser on a parlay? Just because Heineke's starting, he's always fucking gritty and tough. I actually love this kid, and I love watching him play. I think he should have been the starter. There's no, I didn't think there was a reason to get Carson Wentz into this at all.
I agree.
This could be fun, dude, against the Packers, like with Heineke now. 12.5.
Heineke was pretty good last year.
He threw
a lot of picks, only 20 touchdowns and 15 picks. But
when you're down that much,
yeah,
you're always going for
he's
it.
He's chucking the ball all the
time.
Yeah,
dude. I don't really fault him.
Yeah, I like him. We'll see. We'll see how this goes.
Both these teams were part of the two worst games last week, right? You had the Chicago, Washington, and then the Green Bay.
Jets.
Oh, both those games were
dogs. I don't know. The Jets looked great. I mean, What did he throw for?
110
yards.
Yeah, well, the kid really Hall, good. By the way.
Breece Hall's
actually
good,
is the running back.
Breece Hall's good.
He's fine. Sure. The quarterback threw for 110 but you've yards.
Got, what's that kid's name? Elijah Moore from Ole Miss is the number two receiver on that team, I think. Man, they should be doing more than 110 yards in a game. That Elijah Moore should be getting 110 yards a game himself.
Garrett fucking Wilson is your is your dude. Like, yes, you should have 300 yards. That doesn't make any sense. next up is Buccaneers versus Panthers. Big boy spread in this one. This is Tampa Bay minus 11 here.
In what game this season has Tampa Bay demonstrated that they are minus 11 against anybody in the NFL?
I don't know.
Well, what game shows that?
The Panthers suck. Panthers it's not suck. About that. It's about staying on schedule scoring but it is in the NFL. It's NFL, tough to do, man.
Eesh. What do you do in this, man? I mean,
minus 11 is one of the biggest spreads of the year so far. Yes. And for Tampa Bay, really?
I know.
Fuck, they barely score 11 points a
game
right now.
And I don't even know who the Panthers quarterback is.
You or me, probably.
Yeah, I it's like, what do you do?
I haven't checked my voicemail.
PJ Walker.
Oh, sweet. Who? PJ Mask. PJ Walker. Never heard of him.
Don't know nothing about him.
Don't care.
Where's Tebow?
Don't care.
Get Tebow back in, dude.
Through Christ, anything is possible. Yeah, he can come in and leave.
He's probably praying a lot better than these guys. He's only on one knee. That's exactly. He's still ready to fight. Remember
he went
the story
to Temple.
Remember the story of Gideon?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So you pick the fighters who go down to one knee and drink water with one hand while they keep their eye on the horizon looking for the enemy, right? Yeah. This is a story in the Bible. You wouldn't
know. Yeah, P.J. Walker was there because Matt Rhule, he was the quarterback for Matt Rhule at Temple.
The Rhule, baby!
Oh, yeah. So bring up, bring Tebow back.
Does Tebow have more wins than Lamar Jackson in the playoffs?
I don't think so. Tebow's got two wins, right?
He's got one.
Was that a first-round win against the Steelers?
Sure was. Yeah. I threw that 80-yard bomb, dude. Bomb. Yeah.
Palomalu tried to jump the route.
Sure
and
did.
And missed it.
Tebow saw it, exploited the weakness, and he showed his prowess, an unbelievable quarterback ability. And again, through Christ, anything is possible, found that receiver for an 80-yard bomb and won a playoff game.
Jackson has at least one postseason win.
That's it.
Well.
Just one. He's tied with Tebow. Lamar Jackson, who wants a fully guaranteed $250 million quarterback,
or
is tied with Tim Tebow.
He's tied with Dak Prescott
sure
as well.
Sure is. Who's also got a $250 million deal. Through Christ, anything is possible.
So that's the going rate. It costs $250 million for one Super Bowl quarterback.
Can you count a buy as a win?
Almost? So, we've had a buy in there.
No, you can't count a buy as a win.
Sure can't. Sure can't, dude. Cowboys fans.
I'm just throwing it.
Jesus Christ. Next up, we got the Giants versus the Jaguars. All right. So, Giants, 5-1. Everybody's been riding that meat, dude. Getting on that dick. Giants is the best. I love the Giants. They're playing the Jaguars, and they're not even fucking favored, dude. It's -3 for Jacksonville in this game. All you Giants fans, that's what they think of you. You go down to Jacksonville, which has a 0 field advantage, not even for the home team, and you're a -3 in this game. That's how much they think you fucking suck. Who wins this game?
You got a coin? So I can flip it.
100%. That's it, right? It's a coin toss. Who knows? And that's the 5-1 team that everybody's jacking off in the sky about? Like,
it's probably one of those trap bets. I mean,
the NFC
take the home team.
Fucking horrible.
Trevor Lawrence is starting to turn it around a little bit. But they've lost 3 games in a row, man.
I know. And they're favored by 3?
They lost to Philly, which is understandable, but then they lost to Houston and Indianapolis, which is not understandable.
No, it's not a good team. That's not. It's weird, man. Giants are 5-1. They're a 3-point underdog to Jacksonville.
So you're telling me I can take the Giants +10 here? Yeah,
sure could.
I'm taking that for sure.
All right. What about you, Benny?
Just because I think this is one of those trap bets. Why is Vegas given?
I don't know.
Jacksonville being the favorite. I would take Jacksonville just straight up.
Gross.
Only
on money line.
You're twisting my arm here on that, but yeah.
Okay.
Trevor Lawrence, by the way, his projected stats for the year are pretty similar to Baker Mayfield's rookie season, which is when he set a record for the most rookie touchdowns and all that bullshit. He's on about the same yardage and touchdown interception pace.
So what you're saying is he'll be in the booth with Baker Mayfield next year. Calling games.
No, Trevor Lawrence is just on a shitty team. Baker Mayfield's had every
done shit.
Baker's had every opportunity.
Well, him and Wilson. Yeah. Like you go home and whack off to this. Like both of these guys.
Their losses, dude. I've never jerked harder than when these guys lose. And it's just, it's been great because I'm always jerking hard. I'm always jerking hard. It's never a soft jerk. It's always a hard jerk.
Your dick's going to need a break at some point from all this jerking.
I know, because it's he's winning every weekend.
Yeah. I'm going to be up on the fucking DL like Prescott, you know? Yeah. I'll be back in 4 weeks to jerk.
If Baker comes back next season to preseason and doesn't make the roster, then you're just going to rip your dick
off. Oh, my God. I would use my own tears, cry into my hand, and then jerk off.
No, he's going to play. He's going to be a backup.
No, he's not. I think he's going
to
be in the booth.
I don't know that he's got the temperament to be a backup.
I don't think so either. No.
Like he's just going
to wants to be a starter.
Easy money.
He's going to be breaking clipboards and iPads on the sideline. Yep. You can't do that if you're a backup.
You mentioned that plant the flag game, Delco. Do you know an hour after that game, this is a true story, and you can look at my Twitter. I also screenshotted it as well in case this is refuted. I have a fucking photo of it. Somebody asked me, one of our listeners, hey, what do you think of Baker planting the flag at Ohio State? Because I was there at the game. And I said, it's fine. Let him have his moments. He's going to be a CFL quarterback, nothing more. And Baker Mayfield liked that tweet 1 hour after the game, from my account. Baker, suck my dick, friend. You're exactly what I said you were. So, fuck off.
You don't think he's going to be a Hall of Famer?
No, he'll be on this show. He'll be with us, dude. He'll be calling games, making fun of Kyler Murray next year. He'll be right next to us. And that's fine, dude. You can be here. We don't mind you. You're a Lake Travis guy. You're right up the street. You can see your mommy and daddy every day. You can sit with us and make some calls here on midget quarterbacks like yourself. Next up, we get the Browns against the Ravens. Ravens -6 in this game. Deshaun Watson is still out with a massage problem, so he's not playing in this one. He's got another 4 weeks to go. 6 weeks, actually. 5 weeks. Who do you got in this one? Is it possible the Ravens go to 3-4? Tough, right?
Amari's having a nice year.
Yeah.
Got man.
Nick Chubb is having a career year this year. Fucking A. 650 yards already for this guy through
Baltimore
six games.
Bad last week.
I know. But the Browns are still with Jacoby Brissett. Once you shut down the run game, you're good to go.
Which we think Cleveland has a good run defense.
Yep.
Nick Chubb is on pace for about 1,800 yards and 20 touchdowns.
Oh, yeah. He's having a monster year.
And then somebody next year will pay him a bunch of money, and he'll never do a thing for the
Correct.
Rest of his life.
You're 100% right in that. So with this one, I take Baltimore down to 0. This will be a 6-point teaser, not a 7. That way it's just a pick'em game, and I got Baltimore. They lose to the Browns at 3-4. This is the way I felt last week when I bet on the Packers. That at least told me to never bet on the Packers again the rest of the year. It's the same way I feel about the Ravens this week. Same thing I did at Green Bay last week. I took them down to 1, and they fucking shit the bed. I'm going to take the Ravens down to 0 in this game. And if they lose, then I know not to bet on the Ravens the rest of the year, and that's why I do it.
Yeah, I agree.
What about you, Benny?
I was thinking Cleveland tease it up.
No.
Oh, to 13?
I wouldn't.
No. Yeah, I mean, I'm guessing here. I haven't.
So Cleveland is this a lot, what so. Happens if Cleveland gets behind? They're not coming back. They don't have the fucking pass game for it, dude. Like, their best offensive weapon is Nick Chubb.
Yeah. By the way, Mark Andrews is on pace for 120 receptions as a tight end.
Look, I like the debate with you, and I'll trust you guys over. Yeah.
All right.
I'm with you on that. I'll switch it.
Yeah, go to 0. Go to 0 on this one. Go to 0. Next up, we got the Jets at the Broncos. As a comedian, I love this game. As a comedian, I love it. Like, it's hilarious. And they just beat Green Bay. Now they're going to go in and beat the Broncos.
Green Bay's technically a favorite now.
They're -1. Denver's -1. The over-under is the lowest over-under in a non-weather-related game I've ever seen in my entire career of doing this of 4 years on the fucking show. It is 38 in an NFL game, and the weather is 64 at kickoff in sunshine. This is not a monsoon. There is no fucking snow. 38. That means you could tease this down to 31 points for the over-under for the Jets versus Broncos.
Jets money line. But you can also take it at Jets +8. But I am taking Jets money line too.
Oh, boy.
Think about some of the elements you have going on here. So the Jets quarterback isn't somebody that's going to be affected by the mile high climate, right? Because he's been in that area of the country before.
And he's fucked a lot of cougars in that area. Yeah,
quite a bit. That stuff's not going to affect him at all.
Yeah.
So the only hope the Broncos had was that. And by the way, isn't Wilson's shoulder's fucked up, right? Isn't that the rumor? That's what people are saying.
He was hurt earlier. Who knows? My only play in this one, Benny, is because I can't not do it. I like whenever it's in the 30s, and this is just me. This is just a Ross thing. You can not do it or do whatever you want in this one. This is solely me. I am a winner and a loser in this, but I will do it until the day that I die. When it's in the 30s, I tease it down. I take this at 31. I have... There's something inside my brain that will not allow me to believe that two NFL teams could not score more than 31 points in a sunshine game at 64 degrees. That's not a possibility. I played football my entire life. And the last time I can remember a 16-15 game, I was in Pop Warner, and it was an old Brave, his kid, Chris Chambliss. Remember him? 80s Braves player. Chris Chambliss.
That's before my time.
Me too. But I read about it in the Atlanta papers, and I heard about it through people. And I was playing against his kid. That's the last time that I can remember a score this low in my adult life. I cannot imagine an NFL game. I just can't. So I'm going to take this down to 31, take the over. This fucking spread, who knows? Like I said earlier, the Denver defense is really fucking good. The Packers, not so much. So who knows? Could Russell Wilson go 2-5? Will Christ allow that to happen? I don't know. I don't know about that either.
Again, I think at the end of the day, if Wilson doesn't have a good game this week against the Jets, he should certainly convert to Islam.
Yes.
Or maybe Scientology. He seems more like a Scientologist.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Because he wants the career.
It's all the image stuff, yep, and the movies after. You're not going to get that from Jesus, dude.
No, you're not. You're definitely not.
Yeah, you're going to get pulled over like Mel Gibson and say some weird shit about Jews.
Sugar tits. Who you got sugar tits in this one, Benny?
I'm going to do...
I understand why this is so hard. This is fucking brutal.
I'm all about the teasers right now, especially when
yeah, same.
I have talking no idea. Microphone. So just I'm gonna go with Denver. I'm gonna tease it to six, what is that?
Six,
five
or
and
five?
A half, six. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, you have fun with that.
It's at home, but I do like where you're going with the over on that. So
31's where I live in this. I don't fuck with the rest of this shit. I don't know what either of these two teams are capable of.
Hey, Wilson will win, though.
So I certainly don't believe in the Jets.
Under 45 is attractive.
Yeah, or you could tease it up. It's almost, if you think about it, I think whichever way you tease it, I think it's going to win. It's going to run in those parameters somewhere.
Yeah, 31-45, you might be right.
I don't think you can lose if you tease it either way.
No.
If you look at it.
Next up, you got the Texans against the Raiders. Both teams have one win. Boy, this is a rough... What the fuck is wrong with the NFL this year?
Actually, yeah, it's kind of like... Sounds like last week.
We have, in my opinion, and I said this last week or the week before, we have four good teams in the NFL, and the rest are just fucking dog shit. We have the Eagles. We have the Chiefs. We have the Bills. And I think on a certain week, maybe the Chargers, but it's like, that's it. Like, the rest of these teams are just horrific pieces of dog shit. I've never seen this is a year, man, that I've never seen anything like it, and I can't understand it.
I'll be rooting for the Texans in this game.
Same.
Because
I hate the Raiders.
It's like there's still hope. I can still feel hope from Vegas fans, and I want that hope to be gone because it's super irritating to me. You know, because we're almost to that mid-season point where the Cowboys' hopes start to go away as well.
Yeah.
And that's coming soon. I'm looking forward to it, but I need this one out of the way first. I got to check this one off the box.
So here's my problem with this, right? I don't like a lot of these games. I've got to fill up a parlay card just to feel alive inside on Sundays. I take the Raiders down to a pick'em game, another pick'em game. I think they win at home. I think it's a shitty game. Texans have actually covered a bunch of games this year. I don't know what their ATS is, but I would have a hard time imagining the Raiders don't win at home. By the way, as a ticket guy, the Raiders tickets are always fucking expensive. Is it Vegas and just all the tourism coming in and people are curious?
It's the new stadium. Anytime you have a new venue built anywhere, usually consistently the first several years are always good.
Okay. Unless it's in Southern Florida, and then people still don't give a fuck.
Exactly. The Dolphins or the Jaguars. Gross.
No one cares about that.
Gross. Who do you take in this one, Benny, as a fan? Texans, Raiders.
Man.
Death wish, huh?
Yeah, same thing. I'll do Raiders.
Yeah, pick them. On a pick them?
Yeah.
On a parlay.
Otherwise, if I can't tease it, I don't want to bet it.
Me neither. Me neither. I don't want any part of that.
I mean, can you tell me where the Texans quarterback played college and the running back? What's his
name? No.
I don't know.
I don't know their names. I don't even know their names. Where they live.
Mills went to Stanford.
Is it Patty Mills?
He went to Davis. Stanford. Davis, and I just Mills. Looked that
Patty
up.
Patty Davis.
And Pierce. He went to.
Where did he go?
Florida.
Oh.
Yeah. Never heard of him.
From Georgia.
Yeah. Never heard of him. Naga. Not gonna bet this without a fucking teaser on this one. Next up is Seahawks versus Chargers. This is Chargers -6.5. Look. The Broncos have a really good fucking defense. I know Herbert had some problems, but that defense is great. It's Russell Wilson over there, not the fucking defense. With this one, though, the over's at 51. Seahawks have been putting some points on the board. I tease this down, and the same thing. I take the Chargers at a pick 'em in this one at home.
Geno hasn't looked horrible. He's only has two interceptions for the year.
He's not bad. And I think it's
former West Virginia. By the way,
and I said this a couple weeks ago, it's the system and how great Pete Carroll is. And it just shows you what Russell Wilson is like without Pete Carroll, and it's shit. I don't think we've given enough praise to Pete Carroll, and I think that's the honest opinion on the Seahawks, dude. But this one, I think the Chargers in a pick 'em will win at home.
Seahawks money line.
Really?
Yeah, I think they're starting to figure. They're playing. They're having to play out of their minds just to stay in games, and I think you get locked in when you start doing that shit.
Yeah.
And you like they've picked off a pretty good team already this year.
Well, look, Walker looked good as a replacement for Rashad Penny.
Yeah.
You got Tyler Lockett on that team. You got DK Metcalf on that team. Geno Smith, who I think is awful. Pete Carroll's made him look really goddamn good. And fantasy-wise, starting Geno Smith every week.
If you've got a guy
that, I understand that pick.
If you've got a guy that does one thing really well, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like one thing exceptionally well, and you can tailor your offense to where he only has to do that thing, you got a pretty good shot at winning.
Yeah.
I mean, Geno's not throwing picks. He's
I'm going to take it.
He was a
pick
gunslinger in college.
Yeah.
Well, West Virginia team?
Was it West Virginia?
It's West Virginia.
It was,
yeah. Because that's when I think they came into the Big 12, so I was watching them frequently. I think they were Big 12 back then. But yeah, I enjoyed it. They put up some points back in the day.
Okay.
So he can throw.
All right.
I hate going against you, Ross, because
that's fine.
I do really
it's a pick 'em game for me.
Your
knowledge.
Picks, but I like my heart says Seattle.
Okay.
Teaser.
All right. Teaser for Seattle. So you're taking that up to 13.5?
Yeah.
Okay. Not a bad pick. I'm taking the Chargers down to a pick 'em in this one. That's fine. Next up, Chiefs, 49ers. This is at San Francisco.
Fuck off.
Chiefs -3. I'm all in on the Chiefs on this game.
I'll go 2.5.
Yeah. I'm all in on this fucking game. I don't know why this spread exists. I don't know how the 49ers exist, all of it. No, I don't think the Chiefs lose 2 in a row. I just don't.
That's exactly what I was going to say. They're not going to lose 2 in a row.
No. They'll go 5-2, and especially after the Bills loss, like they know they're going to face them to go to the Super Bowl. It's probably the title game in the AFC this year. So they gotta keep winning. They'll go 5-2, and I think they win this game. And I'm taking the Chiefs straight up in this one. Next up, we got the Steelers against the Dolphins. This is a tale of quarterbacks who have had their brains bashed in.
Mm.
Trubisky versus Tua in this one. This is a tricky game because it's Miami -7. Now, I understand why the spread is like that, because if Tua is able to stay alive through four quarters of the game, they probably smoke the fucking Steelers. But will he stay alive, D'Anthony? That's the question.
No. I don't think he finishes this game.
Really? Is it a concussion?
Do you remember our dear,
would be, he'd die. He'd
our, fucking die. Our dear friend Chuck Liddell,
yes,
like his last four professional fights,
yep,
and just a tap on the chin knocked his ass out.
Yep.
There's no way they've had enough time to repair to his brain. Any hit at all is going to fucking put him in a bad situation.
Okay.
I don't think he makes it through this game. Frankly, I'm shocked that he's even fucking playing this game.
Me too. Man, against the Steelers though.
But even if that happens, Bridgewater's going to come in after him, and they're still going to win by 7.
Yeah, I think Teddy Two Gloves will still pull this off by a half point,
for sure.
Taking it 6.5. Yeah. I'm with it. And look, the other fucked up thing about this that I really want to talk about here is this is the night game for NBC. Why would you take the risk at putting this as the fucking night game when this guy could die on live TV? Or is that the reason why?
Yeah, they're trying to go full fucking Jack what's his name? Ruby? Jack Ruby?
Shooting
homeboy on live television. Yeah. That's what they want here. They want somebody's brains pouring out of the back of their head.
They might get it. They might get it in this one. What do you do, Benny?
I like Miami at the beginning of the year to be a playoff team. They have the better weapons. It's all about quarterback
play. They're still going
to
be a playoff team.
Yeah, I think even with Teddy Tulips.
It's the best wide receiver core they've ever had with this.
It's probably the best in the league.
So I'm going to go with Miami because Tua, if he plays, but something bad happens.
All of us will be watching. Like, there's not a doubt. I know, no matter what's going on, we're all going to be watching this game to see if he dies.
You just answered your own question there, homeboy.
Yeah, I'm taking Miami. In this game. Monday night game. Man, I want to walk off right now. I want to get the fuck right out of here and walk right off the stage. I don't want to talk about this game. I don't want to see this game. And unfortunately, I'm going to bet this game because I'm a junkie and it's the Monday night game and I do gross stuff in private. And it's the Bears at the Patriots. New England -7.5. Same thing. Justin Fields might die. Maybe they want back-to-back deaths at night. And that's what the NFL wants, just to end the league and kind of walk away from it after that, wash their hands.
I don't know that the Bears score a point in this game.
Glad you brought that up. The over-under is 39.5. Mm-hmm. That is unbelievably low.
So you got to go back with your rule again.
I know. 32.5.
No, I think that's I think 39.5 is too high. I think 32.5 might be too high.
You jacked that up?
No. I think this might be like a 21-6 game or something like that.
You jack your bitch up.
I expect the Bears to get one or two field goals in this game, and that's it.
Oh, boy. I'm gonna smack my Belichick, bitch up on this
Belichick
one.
Smells blood in the water, man. He knows that fucking Fields has no protection and nobody to throw to, and even when people do get the ball thrown to them, they can't catch the goddamn thing.
Nope.
So he's going to bring the house on every single fucking play, and there's nothing the Bears can do about it because they don't have a fucking run game except for Justin Fields himself.
Yeah.
So they're going to run those. Remember the defenses that Belichick and, God, who else was it? The 49ers used to run against Vic back in the day with the spy, the strong safety an outside linebacker that was a spy. That's the defense you're going to see on Monday night against his team. And, you know, I feel bad for Justin Fields, man.
I did too.
This is rough.
This is brutal.
But if you want to take this at 0.5 for New England and throw it in your 7-point teaser category, I think you're pretty safe on that one because there's no fucking way the Bears are winning this game.
Benjamin, what are you doing?
I like New England pretty easy on this. And plus, I like this quarterback. I'm real curious to see how well he does.
Zappy, dude. Yeah. I'm all in on Zappy. It's Zappy time, dude. It's going to be a little 9-9 for Fields, and it's Zappy time. I'm with you. So I'm taking – this will be my – and I'm infamous for this. Everybody knows in Drinking Bro Sports. Sign up on Facebook. You can see all my live bets. I always bet this fucking game in the Thursday night game because I hate life. This is my classic Ross bullshit of where I take a team and then the over-under down because I need something on in the background to get through life. Taking New England down to 0.5 points. I'm taking the over up to 46.5 in this one. I'm with Dan. I think it's going to be a very low scoring game. I would be shocked if the Bears scored 10 points in this game. I'd be shocked if the Patriots scored 24. I think this is probably a 24-10 game in this. Therefore, I jack up the over and I jack down New England, and then I jack myself off after the game
into your own face, probably. Yeah,
because I won money, but it was an awful experience.
But you want to blind and humiliate yourself for going through the process.
Yes,
I understand,
and for watching all of it, I don't deserve to live or see anymore. And that's what Helen Keller went through.
Actually, did you see that thing that I put on that I tagged Drinker Bros in? There's a woman she got interviewed at after the UT game or before the UT game in Alabama this weekend. And the guy asked her not a conspiracy theory, but what's something you believe that people don't believe. And she just went on this diatribe about how Helen Keller was a total fraud.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
It's really funny. And I believe we've tracked her down. I'm going to try to get her on the show.
So I posted that clip on Instagram. So it's on Instagram.
Yeah. Somebody, I think Cream Pie Jessica found her Instagram and sent it to me and I followed her. So I'm just waiting for her to accept my follower request so I can DM her and ask her what the fuck.
Okay, perfect.
And see if she won't come on the show and talk about Tennessee football.
Perfect. Yeah, I'd love to see it.
Yeah.
Love to see it. Thanks for joining us, kids.
By the way, the
what's
Padres,
the Phillies score?
It's 7-4 Padres right now.
Yeah, they just scored five.
They just scored seven unanswered point runs here.
If the Phillies lose, then, I mean, all Philadelphia sports teams will lose this year.
No, no, no.
We already have home field advantage.
Yeah, they've already stolen home field advantage. This would just be bonus.
That. I understand that. But I think if they lose this game, I think they'll lose this series. I picked the Padres. I think the Phillies lose. Sixers look like dog shit.
It's the Celtics. It's game one. It's October NBA. It doesn't fucking matter.
That team doesn't matter. Embiid will never win a championship there. Harden, never. He'll go titleless as well. And then as far as the other team.
It's very brave of you to say that all these people aren't going to win championships because, like, yeah, one fucking team wins a championship every year.
Sure do. And it's not in Philly. it just isn't. Same with Atlanta. it is what it is, man. You're looking at a guy, brother, who's never seen one.
The Hawks are going to make the playoffs this year for sure.
What's that?
The Hawks will make the playoffs this year. They'll probably be 5 or 6 seed, if I had to guess.
The Falcons are going to make the playoffs.
Probably,
terrible.
Yeah.
They'll never win a Super Bowl. I don't care. You've got to take on the mentality of real versus this fucking fantasy land, my man. Like
fantasy land of being the best NFL team, yeah.
Who?
Crazy. The
Who?
Eagles. Eagles.
Not even close. How do you think they would do against the Bills or the Chiefs?
We'll beat them.
Good night, everyone.
That's great.